This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It is 4 minutes past 12. That means it is time for Pets Allowed, your favourite show all about pets. Yay. Thank you to Jim for the news and to Leo for another fabulous morning of tunes. He did just want to let people know that Craig won the Robbie Williams CD.
Oh, no. I wanted to win that.
You really wanted that one. Unfortunately...
Not this time.
But, you know, I think they are giving away all this week, so you can have another chance to win. It is Kevin, and joining me in the studio is Kate. We also have some very special guests in the studio with us today, just having a look. They're going to be starting a show next grid. They're from Anecto, and they're coming along to have a look at how the show runs.
See how we work.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have great fun doing the show.
They're doing Taste of Radio at the moment. So, you know, a big hello to them in the studio with us today. You guys can say hello. Go on. One big hello. All right. Now, look, imagine coming home from work one day to find your dog or cat missing. Imagine never seeing them again. It is a horrible feeling that we do not wish on anyone.
And each year, thousands of lost animals are brought into shelters across Australia without any identification whatsoever. Or some are identified, but their details of their owners are out of date. This makes it really difficult for shelter staff to contact their owners and for owners to find their pets.
Now, National Pet Register is calling on pet owners to mark December as National Pet ID Month. It's an annual reminder to get on top of your pet's identification. So we want to hear from you today. We want to know, look, have you ever lost or found your pet or found a pet that you might have found? I found one recently, which we'll be talking about a bit later. We want to hear your stories. Kate and I have both found pets recently. It seems to be when you work at a shelter, they kind of get attracted to you.
That's right. This is very obvious to us.
Now, don't forget all the different ways you can get in touch with us.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
You can also SMS 0427 Joy 949 or give us a call 1300 Joy 949. Now, coming up on Pets Allowed today,
we're going to talk about how you can get on top of your pet's identification this month.
Now, there is also a misconception that microchips are navigation devices that help track pets. So we're going to explore and bust some identification myths.
And also, we're going to talk about, we'll discuss if you know what to do if you've found a lost pet or if you've lost your pet. So listen up and we'll go through the simple steps and what you can do.
And finally, on Dog Dates towards the tail end of the program, we're going to look at the chip checker events coming up at a dog park near you. Plenty happening today. Right now, it is time for...
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It has been quite a busy week this week.
There's been so much on. It's been great.
Exhausted. There's been lots of things happening now. Kate, there was a very interesting thing that happened last Saturday. Some people miming?
Miming. Lost Dogs, miming. Yep, that's what we did. We were down at the St Kilda foreshore, and also there was a team in Brisbane as well, and we're out with our invisible dogs walking, attracting attention to raise awareness for National Pet ID Month. Now, the idea of walking the visible dogs as a group, a bit like a flash mob, we hope, that, you know, people come up and go, what are you doing?
Why are you walking these leads without any dogs attached to them? What is going on?
And that's our opportunity to remind them, to identify their pets if they're not identified already with a microchip or a tag. But most of all, we're talking about the importance of keeping contact information up to date, because a lot of people do forget about that. We also had Reggie down there as well at St Kilda.
Reggie's our microchipping Winnebago.
That's right. Thanks for clarifying that, Kev.
That's all right.
And Reggie was a chip checker station for us that day as well. So people could come along with their dogs, and a lot of people walk their dogs along the St Kilda foreshore. That's why we chose it. And they could have their dog scanned, and we could check if their microchip was working to whether their contact information was up to date.
Excellent. Now, this is all part of Pet ID Month, which the message of that is to identify, update, so that you can be reunited.
That's three magic words.
And part of that, we had a story at the Lost Dogs Home. One of the greatest things that we love doing is when reunite people with their dog or cat.
Yep.
And occasionally you call someone up and say, look, we've got your dog. And they go, really? No, you can't.
Are you joking?
This is, hang on a second. Now, we recently had a story that came through from Jason. Now, we called him and his pet had been missing for 18 months. Mm. So his lovely little German Shepherd named Dakota had been missing for quite a fair while. Now, when we called him, he was a bit in shock, a bit yeah. in disbelief. He thought, you know, she'd been stolen. He was never going to get her again. Yeah. But she got to return home. Now, she was a little bit unsure. Obviously, 18 months later, she wasn't really yeah. sure what was going on. She'd actually had a couple of litters of puppies. So yep. we think she might have been stolen to be bred from. But at least we're able to return her to her owners. And you can check that out on our website, which is dogshome.com. Now, we have something very special to announce. We did this announce this exciting. Morning. This is great.
Yep.
Look, at the Lost Dogs Home, some people don't understand. We actually do have cats.
Yes.
We have lots of cats, actually. The problem is we have too many cats. And
we have
so
lots at the moment, yeah.
For the remainder of December, we are actually going to be offering half price cat adoptions for adult cats. Yes. Kate, can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, so we've got, I think, over 40 adult cats at the moment looking for new homes. And it being kitten season, we know that people sort of, you know, get a bit overwhelmed and want a cute kitten. So we sort of want to put the spotlight on our adult cats and you know, make it easy for people to consider them as well. So there's so many different wonderful cats there. We're running, yes, the half price for the whole month of December. It'd be $47.50 to adopt a cat, and that'll be desexed, vaccinated, wormed, and microchipped. So if you're considering, you know, been thinking about it for a while, now is the time to come in and adopt.
And you can find all our adoption candidates on our website, which is dogshome.com. That is any cat over the age of 6 months.
Yeah.
We find more information about that on our Facebook page as well. Just search for The Lost Dogs Home. Now, of course, it is time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
And considering we're just talking about adopting adult cats, we thought we may as well mention one of the lovely adult cats we have looking for a home.
Exactly. He is one, and that is Carlos.
Carlos. He's a beautiful black and white cat that we have.
And he's a bit reserved, you know. Yeah, he's black and white. He's got medium length hair, so he's got a bit of a fluffiness about him. He's a little bit shy, a little bit bashful when he's getting to know you, but once he sort of feels comfortable with you, he's happy to accept lots of pats, and is a bit smoochy. With his long hair, he probably will need to be sort of regularly brushed, or at least to keep on top of that. And we'd probably want Carlos to be in a quieter home with someone gentle, willing to sort of, you know, work with him to get him to grow in confidence. And so that's Carlos. So he's at our North Melbourne shelter. He's a lovely cat. He'll be half price from today onwards. His animal ID number, if you want to find out more or ring the shelter, is 863-654. Or you can visit Carlos on our website and find out more on dogshome.com.
Or come down to the North Melbourne shelter to Gracie Street in North Melbourne, or give us a call, 9329 2755.
That's the number.
Now, we have lots of cats looking for adoption, but yeah, as we said before, we are talking all throughout the program today about National Pet ID Month. Coming up, we're going to be talking about what is National Pet ID Month, why December,
why are we doing it,
what's going on. But right now, Confide in Me from Kylie. Good old Kylie.
I love this song.
This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
It is 21 minutes past 12. Kevin and Kate in the studio today for Pets Aloud, and we are talking all about National Pet ID Month. Now, each year, thousands of lost animals are brought to shelters across Australia without identification or carrying identification with outdated contact details, making it quite difficult and sometimes impossible for shelter staff to contact their owners and for owners to find their pets.
So National Pet Register is calling on pet owners to mark December as National ID Month. An annual reminder on your calendar, get on top of your pet's identification.
Now, Kate, first question that comes to mind, why December? What is the importance of December?
There's so much going on in December. You think, why would you choose that month? But it's because of that. That's why we've chosen December. It's a really busy time for shelters like the Lost Dogs Home. We see an influx of dogs and cats coming in. And that's because of things like fireworks, not just at New Year's Eve, but also, you know, backyard fireworks throughout the month of December scare a lot of dogs, so they go missing. They'll escape their backyards. People go on holidays, so they can take the dogs with them, and that puts a dog in an environment that it's not familiar with. Again, it makes them more vulnerable to straying. Or even if they leave them behind, you might leave them with someone who hasn't, you know, kept an eye on them properly. And just in general, we're all socially active, aren't we, in December? So
yeah, lots of parties and Christmas things. That's and everything right. like that. So lots of people out of the house.
And our pets are home by themselves, so they can get a bit more anxious. So that's why we've chosen December. September.
It is, obviously, as Kate said, it's a busy, busy time of year for the shelter. So it is important to sort of remember that. And look, more and more people are microchipping their pets. There have been a lot of changes in legislation, especially the ones making that sort of illegal to sell a pet without the
That's right. ID in most states, microchipped. Yeah, most states now you're required to microchip your pet when you register with council and or as you said, sell them.
So but what is the main message, I suppose, behind National Pet ID Month? It's not about just microchipping. That is obviously part of it, but
it's
what
a big
is the
part
main
of
message?
It. But actually, really, the catalyst for us starting Pet ID Month was the fact that we are getting more animals because of legislation with microchips coming into the shelter, but. The thing is that people aren't keeping their contact details up to date. And I think because it is an invisible thing, like once it's in the dog or cat, you don't see it, so you're not reminded to keep your information up to date. But it's absolutely vital that people think when they change their phone number or move that they contact the microchip register to update their details. So, yeah, when pet goes missing, goes into a shelter like the Lost Dogs Home, we can scan their pet and then call them.
Now, if you're not really sure how to do that, what we are offering as part of National Pet ID Month are chip checker events.
These are great chip checkers.
Yes, so you can check in at the chip checker events at
a
dog park near
well.
You. It is a bit of a tongue twister. We're going to be talking a bit more later about the dates that they are coming up.
Yeah.
What you can do is you can get your microchip scanned, make sure it's still working.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Sometimes, you know, things happen. They might move or they might stop working. That does happen.
Yeah.
You can get a scan, check that your details are up to date, and if not, you can find out what sort of database you're on, how you can make sure those details are up to date.
Some people don't realise that there's more than one microchip register and they forget which microchip register they're on, so we can help you with that as well.
And especially if you're coming from New South Wales, because New South Wales has a state-based register instead of a national register.
It does.
Which means that some people just think, oh yeah, my dog's on the register, but they're only on that state register rather than a national one. So it's important to check that out.
That's
and make
right.
sure. And just, yeah, check your details. Have you moved house? Have you changed your telephone number? Because we have had stories, dogs and cats coming home 3 to 5 years later.
That's right. So even if, they have always kept the details up to date, but, yeah, and they're like, Dakota probably stolen, but because she got out again by accident, he was reunited.
18 months later, she got to go home she had a microchip. Now, we do this scanning at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic.
We do, yeah, and if you haven't got your pet microchipped as well, we will do it at a reduced cost there at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic as well. But you can also go to our website, Pet ID Month, and we'll have more information about Chip Checker and other events that are going on. And we regularly run microchipping events at National Pet Register, so you can go to our website at petregister.com.au and have a look at our events page, and we'll tell you if there's any events going on in your area.
All throughout the program today, we're looking at ways you can save the heartache of a lost pet for National Pet ID Month.
It's a good idea to know what you can do if you have lost a pet or you've found a lost pet before you, because we all get quite, personally impacted by the situation.
It can be quite an emotionally charged time for you, for the pet that you find, the finder, and also the person that's lost their pet as well. I've found one recently, just over a week ago.
Oh, really?
I found a dog near my house. Unfortunately, she had no identification whatsoever, didn't even have a microchip at all, which means it's going to be pretty much impossible to find her owners, which is going to be quite difficult.
Yeah, and you feel so helpless, don't you? Like, I mean, it's quite stressful. I mean, seeing a lost pet, because I get really upset and worried about they're going to get hit by a car. So my first thing is I want to secure them.
Can we get them?
Yeah, make sure that I can get them on a lead or get them in a car. And then, if they've got ID, you just got this, it's just this amazing feeling. Okay, I know I can
get them home.
Get them home. And it's good for the owner who's stressing at home, wondering where they are, and good for the find because they can take immediate action and get a positive resolution.
Yeah, and our producer Oz, she found a dog this morning.
Yeah, she did, funnily
in
enough.
In Coles, somehow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that dog had identification, so they were able to get in touch with
and
the owners.
A council tag,
A council tag. And we'll be talking about what's the difference between council tags, National Pet ID tags, as well as engraved tags as well. Let's go to the start. If we have a National Pet Register ID tag, Kate.
Yes.
How would we go about finding this pet's owner? What do we need to do?
Well, National Pet Register tags are usually green. They've been green for a long time. We've been doing it for over 20 years. It's a free tag service. So it has our number on it, which is a cost of a local call number, 1300 number, and you ring that number and one of our attendants, any time of the day or night, call centre, operate people, will answer that call, attendants, and they will be able to, they'll ask you for the unique number on that tag, and they'll be able to look that up on a database and tell you and say, yes, we've got that owner here. And they will call the owner on your behalf and ask the owner if it's okay for them to pass on the finder's details. And then they'll do that. And so the owner will call the finder or the finder will call the owner. So I made it sound a bit complicated, actually. It's actually really easy.
If you look down, if you find a pet with a National Pet Register tag, call the number 1300-REG-PET and they'll be able to help you out.
That's the main thing. And it works. I've done the after hours. I've been there at, you know, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, got those calls and got those animals home because of those free tags. They are really brilliant.
Now, the other thing is if you find a pet that has an engraved tag with that person's phone number on it, it's easy. You can just give them the call. So that's a really important thing to think about as well, is having an engraved tag. Cinder, my dog, she has an engraved tag. She has a council tag. She has a National Pet Register tag as well as a microchip. So extra careful because, you know, collars can come off and stuff as well, which Cookie, our vet, is going to be talking about in a package a bit later. If the pet that you found doesn't have an ID tag and you're able to sort of, if they're friendly, approachable, and you're able to collect them or, you know, and call the council, so let the council know that you've found a pet, they can take it along to a shelter or a vet clinic to scan that for a microchip and make sure it's got those details and pass those details on. It's just only if it's safe to do so. We've got to sort of put that out there. Just make sure it's safe, you know, safe for you and safe for the dog as well.
Because dogs can, once they're stressed and anxious, they can, you know, sometimes they can be a little bit aggressive, you know, if they're unsure.
Yeah, look, things can happen if they're under stress.
And you don't and also if they're on the road too, you need to take that into account as well, now, your safety.
So, if my pet has a microchip intact and they go missing, what should I do, Kate? What are the first sort of steps that we should do if I've lost my pet?
Well, the first thing you should do is make sure that your details are up to date. So if your pet's microchipped, registered with the council, you have a think, are my details up to date? So if they're not, then you're going to contact that microchip register ASAP, because that's probably how they're going to get the pet back to you. You would contact your local council, you know, in which you reside. They usually have an after hours number, because quite often our pets do go missing after hours inconveniently.
Just conveniently.
And look, sometimes they can't do much till the next day, but it's also just really reassuring to talk to someone, and they sometimes do know if they've had something come in overnight or, you know, since your pet's been missing. Some councils do run social media pages like Facebook of lost pets, and they post photos of the pets up there. And then you probably need to go into shelters as well. So, you know, we can make lots of calls, but the most important thing, I think, is to actually go into your local pound or shelter and look physically for your animal, because, what you know, especially if they haven't got ID, if you haven't got round to doing that, then absolutely it is vital, because what you think is a border collie cross and what someone else thinks is a border collie cross could be quite different. And, you know, if it's been a while, you might need to look a bit further afield. You know, go to a shelter in a neighbouring suburb or council area, just to, you know, to widen the net. And now with cats, like, quite often people don't pick up cats if they've gone missing, and they don't really notice that that it's a lost cat. So putting posters up in your area, local shopping area, letterbox drops and things like that, I think are really important for cats. And ask people to, you know, look under their house, open a shed, you know, if they've been in their shed that they don't normally go into. And it works for dogs as well. And some people put rewards and things. So there's lots of things. And we've got all that sort of stuff on our website as well.
We sure do. Dogshome.com. We also have a website, which is lostdogs.com.au, which is a message board for sort of notices for lost
and found pets as well. Contacting shelters like the Lost Dogs Home, our receptionists are more than happy to chat through that sort of, you know, information too over the phone and reassure you. And we've got handouts on how you can go about looking for your lost pet as well.
Now, a question we get quite often is, should I actually contact my council and will I get a fine? It really depends, doesn't it?
It does depend on the council. Yeah. I mean, each council is quite different, but absolutely you have to contact your council. I think that's the most important thing, because 9 times out of 10, that's where your lost pet will go. It'll be the local pound. And the council most likely has delivered it to that local pound. Or they'll be aware, you know, people phone the council to say that they've found a pet or something like that. So, yep, absolutely. And I'm sorry, you might just have to wear that fine. But the thing is, you get your pet back.
Your pets come home.
That's the most important thing.
That is the most important thing. This is Pets Lab with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Kevin and Kate, and what we're talking about today is Pet ID Month and what happens if you've lost or found a pet. Coming up, we're going to hear from Dr. Caroline Cook, who's a veterinarian at the Lost Dogs Home, about all about pet identification. Right now, though, let's go to George Michael with Freak. This is another one that Kate loves, George Michael.
You can tell I'm, from the 80s.
You're on Joy 94.9. Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. December is National Pet ID Month. All throughout this month, we are urging pet owners to get on top of their pet's identification.
Now, Dr. Caroline Cook is one of our vets at the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic, and sees firsthand the impact of pets that come into the shelter that are unidentified or carrying identification without a date contact details.
Now, for National Pet ID Month, we did prepare a package with Dr. Cook. Here it is. It's going to tell you a bit about
microchips. I'm Dr. Caroline Cook, and I'm a senior veterinarian here at the Lost Dogs Home. Every year, thousands of dogs and cats come into pounds and shelters like ours without any identification, or with identification containing out-of-date contact details. This makes it impossible for us to find their owners. Without identification, these unfortunate animals are virtually invisible. There is no way of knowing who they are or whom they belong to. Losing a pet is always distressing. However, without any identification, there is nothing to link them back to you. But if your pet has both a microchip and collar ID tag corresponding to up-to-date contact information, they will have the best possible chance of being reunited with you should they ever become lost.
What is a microchip?
Microchips are a permanent way to identify your pet and are especially important if your pet's collar is removed or slips off. The actual microchip is very small, about the size of a grain of rice. They are simply implanted under the skin into the soft scruff of the neck. As you can see, it's a straightforward and safe procedure, not much different to a vaccination and doesn't require any pain relief or other medications.
How does a microchip work?
The microchip contains a unique number which is then recorded along with your contact details on a national database. If your pet ever becomes lost and is brought into a pound, shelter, or vet clinic, they will scan your dog or cat to see if it has a microchip. It's important to note that a microchip is not a GPS device and will not track your dog's location. If your contact details are accurate and current, they will contact you straight away and you will be reunited with your dog or cat as soon as possible.
Does my pet need a collar ID tag?
As well as a microchip, we strongly recommend that every pet has a separate ID tag attached to their collar and engraved with your mobile telephone number. If your lost dog or cat is wearing a collar ID tag and is found by a member of the public, they can easily call you to reunite you with your pet. This will avoid your pet needing to go to a pound or vet clinic to be scanned for a microchip. Remember that an ID tag and microchip are different from council registration, which needs to be organised separately.
Are your contact details current?
For identification to be effective, owner contact details must be up to date. Have you moved house recently? Have you changed your home number or email address? Has your mobile number changed? Who is your secondary or emergency contact? Contact your pet's microchip register to check and update your contact information. And also check your pet's collar ID tag to ensure all information is still correct and legible.
National Pet ID Month.
This December, the Lost Dogs Home and National Pet Register are proud to present an Australia-wide month of awareness, National Pet ID Month. Coinciding with our busiest time of the year, we want to send an important reminder to all pet owners to make sure their pets are identifiable. So this December, ask yourself, is your pet invisible? Does it have a microchip? Does it have a collar ID tag? And are all your contact details up to date on both of these? It's so simple and inexpensive to ensure that your pet is identified. So reduce the potential stress and heartache and give your pet the best possible chance of coming home. Identify, update, and reunite. I'm Dr. Caroline Cook, and thanks for watching.
You can catch that video on our YouTube channel. It will be up a bit later, either this week or next week. and also on the Pet ID Month website, which is petidmonth.com.au. Thank you to Caroline Cook for that. It'll just be, it's a lot visual. It shows you exactly what a microchip is, what it looks like.
Yeah, just she takes
like
you through
well.
The whole thing step by step, really simply, so easy to absorb.
It is National Pet ID Month, so on Pets Allowed, we are talking about encouraging pet owners to get on top of their pets' identification by firstly identifying their pets and then keeping those details up to date. Now, we're going to do a bit of myth busting.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, don't quite understand how it works. There are a lot of myths out there.
So the first myth that we're going to be covering is that I don't need to register my pet at the council because it's already microchipped.
Yeah, and this is quite a common misconception. They're two completely separate things and two completely different databases. You have to register your pet, your dog or cat, over the age of 3 months, 4 months. With your local council by law. They will require you to microchip your pet as well to register them. But a microchip register is completely separate to your council. So you need to go to your vet or go to a microchipping event to get your pet microchipped if it isn't already. But quite often now when you get a dog, especially if you adopt from a shelter like the Lost Dogs Home, it will be microchipped and on a red.
And that's legislation as well.
Indeed it is.
They have to be. Now the next sort of, myth that we're going to be covering today is that once microchipped, I don't need to make sure that my contact details are up to date. Now, unfortunately, we see this all too often when we get pets in and they're actually still microchipped to their original owner.
Yes.
You know, you might have adopted them from the Lost Dogs Home or a shelter or something like that and just not checked and made sure that your details are actually the ones that have been on the microchip, or whether or not those details are actually up to date as well.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, sometimes, you know, you get it from a breeder and it's really our responsibility when we take on that pet to make sure that they're contact information's up to date, and the breeder or someone who's you've got that pet from may forget to do that, so you should do that. And also, I think sometimes people think if you change your address with the council that it'll automatically update your microchip registration.
Which it doesn't, because as you said before, it is completely separate.
Yeah, so yeah, the best thing you can do is just to check, you know, and check every now and then, just know that something's being recorded correctly, and you know, maybe it slipped your mind that you've changed your phone number.
Now, as Cookie mentioned in the video package before, the microchips are actually inserted between the shoulder blades. Now, there is a myth about that once they're inserted, they actually stay there. But this isn't really true, is
it? No, well, I mean, most of the time they do. Like, you can generally rely that they will stay there, but there are occasions when they will migrate.
They can shift.
They can shift, and that may be sort of, generally it's down the leg or sort of down to the shoulder. Most people when they're scanning, so certainly at the Lost Dogs, and we are scanning not just in the area where it would have been first implanted, but all over the dog in case that's happened. We are looking for that. But that's another reason why you should check, and just so you know, and you may get it removed and start again if it has moved a lot, or but sometimes it can stop working occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, the science behind the microchip is they're a little coil. Yeah. And when a scanner goes over them, it actually powers up that coil and it sends the message across. It tells the scanner what the number is behind the microchip. Occasionally, that can stop working.
Yeah.
So you do need to check that as well. So it's sort of important every time you go to the vet just to ask, hey, can we just scan the microchip just to make sure it's still in the same place and just to make sure it's working still.
That's right.
Another common misconception. We had this one in the office the other day, actually. Someone's partner actually thought this was that a microchip is actually a navigation device.
Or like a GPS type thing.
A GPS.
Yeah.
So my dog's gone lost. You can just track it via the microchip, right?
Unfortunately, no.
Again, two separate things. Microchips don't have their own source of power, so they can't beam up to you and say, this is where your dog is. It is, you know, there are some technology coming out nowadays with sort of collar tags and stuff like that, which will act as a GPS. But not yet.
No, not yet. But yeah, it's just a number.
it is just a unique 15-digit number. Which will be linked to your details on a database. That's why it's really important to sort of check that out. Now, this has been Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. It is 12 minutes to 1, which means we are coming towards the end of the program. We've been talking all about pet identification and National Pet ID Month. So you can check out all this information online, petidmonth.com.au. And you can find microchipping events, discounted microchipping events as well on petregister.com.au. It's Pets Allowed with Lost Dogs Home and Joy 94.9. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. It is 8 minutes to one, which means it's almost time for the end of the show. And we'll be handing over. I think I've seen Scotty T in this afternoon. It has gone pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Really fast. Who would have thought pet identification was so interesting? It's really important.
I think, you know, we have had a busy show. We've got the guys from Enecto here are going to be starting a show early next year. And so they've been sitting in asking lots of questions, which is great. Sounds like they're going to have some good times next year.
Looking forward to listening.
Yes, I believe they're Wednesdays, but I'm sure you'll hear that very soon, all about that. Now, we have been talking all about National Pet ID Month. Now, Kate, I'm just going to go over a bit of what we've been talking about, a bit of a recap of the show. Why December? Why do we choose December as National Pet ID Month?
Because it's a busy month, just for people, for pet owners, and also for shelters. We get many more animals in at this time of the year because of fireworks, people travelling, people surrendering their pets too. It's timely to remind people to update their details if they've got their pets microchipped and tagged, and if they haven't, to go ahead and do it. Identify, so update, so we can reunite you with your pets if they go missing.
We have had plenty of sort of, you know, stories coming through and everything like that as well on Pet ID Month. There's going to be a few more coming up over the next month as well.
We're going to be featuring, you know, all sorts of different stories on our Facebook page and website about...
Yeah, dogshome.com. There's going to be lots of information. But we are talking about dog dates as well. So, Kate, we've got quite a few things coming up, but one that our producer Oz just really importantly wanted us to mention was that on Christmas morning at St. James the Great, the Church of the Blessing of the Animals, there's going to be a Blessing of the Animals on Wednesday the 25th of December at 11 a.m. It's Mass with carols with animals gathered at the manger. So you are invited to bring your companion animals along to Christmas morning Mass.
Because a lot of people, we do celebrate with our pets now, don't we? Like, they have their presents wrapped under the tree, a special Christmas.
I've already got Cinder's present sitting away. She's actually got a present for my partner as well. So.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I haven't got onto that yet, but they're certainly, you know, I certainly make sure they have a nice special lunch that day.
Yeah, great idea.
It is. Why not go to church as well? That's
right.
Great.
If you wanted to contact someone, you can contact Father Roger F. Kelly on 95271017 to find out a bit more, or rkelly@ogs.net. Now, Kate, Chip Checker events coming up. What's going on with the Chip Checker? How can we find our microchip identification number, everything like that? What are we going to do?
There's Chip Checker events at a dog park near you, hopefully. We've got one this weekend at the Brighton Dog Beach, and next weekend we're going to be at the Gasworks Park. So if you go to our website, Pet ID Month, .com.au, you'll have all those Chip Checker stations and parks and dates listed. Now, the idea of Chip Checker is that we can check your dog or your cat, probably most likely your dog if you're in a dog park.
If you're going to bring your cat, make sure they're secure in a cat carrier and they actually like coming out in places because sometimes they don't.
But you can, like, if you can't bring your pet along, you can actually wander down with your microchip number. You don't actually need to scan your pet to make Chip Checker work. We can actually just input the number as well, and you will find your microchip number on your microchip certificate.
Yeah.
Now, if you hopefully everyone's got that somewhere safe, but if you can't put your hands on that, generally your vet might know your microchip number or your council registration may have it as well. So Chip Checker will tell you whether your pet's details are up to date if it's on the National Pet Register. Sometimes we can tell if your pet is, well, actually not sometimes, all the time. We can tell you if your pet's registered on another microchip register.
And we can actually tell you which register it's registered on and give you their details
as
well.
And that's right. We can give you their contact details so that you can call them directly to check that your information is all up to date. And you can talk to our staff. Our staff love talking everything identification. So any questions,
they love talking.
Yeah, and no
about identification.
Exactly, talking in general, and no question is too silly. We're there because we want to help lost pets get home to their owners. So please come and see us.
Yes, those events coming up on Saturday, December 7th, which is tomorrow. You've got Sandown Street Dog Beach in Brighton from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Alstonwick Park in Brighton from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Now, look out for a big Winnebago that says National Pet Register.
Yeah, good idea.
And also check in at the Check Chipper. There'll be lots of signage and stuff around, people around. You'll be able to find them.
T-shirts with, you know, is your pet invisible, or, you know, with bright orange National Pet Register T-shirts. So we'll be highly identifiable ourselves.
That's right.
And then the next weekend, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we'll be in the city of Port Phillip at Gasworks Park in Albert Park from 9 to 11, and that's on Saturday, December the 14th.
And Sunday, December 15th, we're doing Hobson's Bay City Council, which is at Cyril Curtin Reserve in Williamstown from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m, and Apex Park in Altona from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can find all those dates on our website, petidmonth.com.au. We'll be also putting them up on Facebook as well. So just check out the Joy website, joy.org.au. Go to the program grid, find Pets Allowed for all those details as well on how to get in touch with us. It is 2 minutes to one, which means it is the end of the program. We just wanted to remind everyone as well that we are doing half-price adult cat adoptions from today at the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne. So come and check that out. It is for the rest of the month of December. So,
and tell and share with people. Let other people know that if you know anyone who's thinking about adopting a cat, now is the time. And it's a perfect, if you're on holidays, it's a good time to settle in a cat, isn't it?
Like, that's
if you
right.
Leave from work, you know,
you
settle them in,
get boundaries,
to know each other. What a perfect Christmas present for all the right reasons, you know.
For all the right reasons.
Making sure you really, you know, you're ready to take on a cat.
Thank you for tuning in to Pets Allowed today. Don't forget, we do podcast the show, and you can find all of those on the Joy website as well. Thank you to Kate for joining me in studio, the guys from Enecto for hanging out with us today as well.
Thanks,
it's been
Kev.
A great day. Thank you to Oz for producing the show.
Thanks, Oz.
And to Cookie for talking to us all about microchipping and pet ID. Remember, if you want any more information, check out dogshome.com. And as always, don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Allowed.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.